Well, Steve, it was a very curious day's cricket in many ways.
Yeah, yes, it would be a coach. You look at the position we were in with the bat, and we were in a great position, and in a position to try and bat them a little bit out of the game, really. And one reason or another, some good bowling, some possibly indifferent batting, and you know, a spell of five wickets that went down for six runs or whatever it was for us, and suddenly we're more or less even going into the third innings. But I was a little bit annoyed, but the guys have responded to what we talked about in the little break we had in between innings, and come away with some very good wickets there. So got ourselves back in a position. So we've got to make sure we finish it off tomorrow, because we don't want to chase too many on that wicket.
No, that was the point we were making in commentary, actually. You know, chasing even 130-odd on there could be a bit tricky, really.
Yeah, I mean, Imran Tahir has got five, and he'll be full of confidence, and, you know, we've got to be ready for him. And if he's got too many runs for us, then that'll be very difficult. So he'll be hoping the batters can get him a few more runs to play with, and he'll be a handful on there.
What are the batsmen telling you about the pitches? It's very difficult to tell from our angle.
Yeah, I think all the way through, the wicket's been two-paced, and it's just nipped a little bit. And of course, after lunch, it swung quite a lot, and suddenly the ball swung. I'm not sure why, but it suddenly swung, and it made life difficult for batting. But I actually don't think it's that bad a pitch. And, you know, I think when you look at some of the dismissals, then technically sometimes you'd think, well, maybe we could play that a little bit better, or the opposition could play that better. I think James Vince is obviously a very good player, but you know, the two dismissals he's had, I felt that, you know, technically he was a little bit all at sea, and I think if he'd have played with a better base, he could well have, you know, nullified what was a good ball. But so I think, but it's a good cricket wicket, and I just think that the sides really, 179 and 204 or whatever we got, we've both not really batted as well as we could have done.
Vikram, just a word about his contribution, because clearly it was key for you.
Well, I think he's one exception. I think Vikram played beautifully this innings, and he showed how to play. He played very straight, he left the ball well, and he played Imran Tahir well, and thankfully for us he did, because without his innings we'd have been struggling. But you know, as a guy who's in good form, who played nice and straight with good technique and good feet, and managed to survive the conditions
and pass his 1,000 runs for the season as well into the bargain.
Yeah, he's had a good season. He's managed to get his run tally right up there, and very, very pleased for him. And he's the first of our batters, and hopefully we can get a couple more there.
Final point, assuming you get an even break with the weather, which has been a recurring theme throughout this match, really. Quick wickets in the morning, and then hopefully not too many to chase.
Yeah, we don't know what the weather's going to do we? It's not a great forecast overnight. I think it's heavy showers tomorrow, but that can change. But, you know, we're not looking at that. If we get out there on the park, then, you know, we'll be looking to try and blow away this last four wickets. And I think, you know, the group of bowlers have done a fantastic job throughout this match, and they deserve these next four wickets. But then we've got to knuckle down and bat one. Well.